is beginning to rain, 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 in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my Spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky, it's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. It's great to be with you today, my friends, as we continue our series, Gone Berserk. Today is part two. What a strange title, Gone Berserk. I'll tell you, it just has to be true when you see the facts that we demonstrate in this series, that the apostasy has come to the Church of Jesus Christ. Paul said it would happen in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. There would be the great falling away from the truth in the last days, and people, instead of the truth, would believe the lie. This is the strong delusion. People who believe these things are damned. I'll tell you, people in churches today are so mixed up. I believe it has much to do with all of the false new Bible versions. They don't understand the Word of God because there is no Word of God in most churches today. And we're going to see just what has happened, especially since the 1960s, when supposedly Bible-believing churches began to bring in these new versions. The NIV, the ASV, the RSV. Oh, just keep going with all the acronyms and letters of the supposed new Bibles. They have destroyed people's faith, and now people have nothing to hang on to, and they're listening to these false charlatans, these false teachers. They don't have the Bible. They only have the traditions of men. And these men are after something new, just like the Athenians were. Always looking for something new, never satisfied with the ancient landmarks of the faith. But you can write to us with your comments. Hey, you may not agree with me. Of course, I'm just a simple person who preaches from the Word of God. But you may be one of those complicated, sophisticated intellectuals who, like the theologians, think they're smarter than God. You may want to write to me and say, Tex, you're all wet. You're just a kook. You're just a religious fundamentalist fanatic. Well, it won't be the first time that I've been called that. So just go ahead and call me that. I don't mind hearing from you. But be aware, I will pray for you when I get your letter. And God always does bring a lot of trouble to people. And I mean in the form of a conviction. So you make trouble for me, and I'll make trouble for you, and that God will just convict you of the truth. That's the only kind of trouble we like to bring around here. We don't have the other kind of things. We're not going to take our guns out and go after you and all that kind of stuff. We're just going to pray for you. That's our ammunition. We have armaments that are much greater than even Uncle Sam's tanks and military aircraft. We have the Word of God. Man, that's powerful. Hey, I hope though your letter will be a nice one. Most letters we get are nice. We hear a lot from our friends. They appreciate us. They love us. And they tell us that they're praying for us. If you're such a person, keep letting us hear from you. I like to read your letters. I get no greater enjoyment than reading your letters in which you encourage us to continue earnestly contending for the faith once delivered to the saints. That's right out of the book of Jude. Now, we got a song for you. It's Cathedrals. Yes, I do like the Cathedrals. And I think they're one of the greatest gospel groups that ever lived. And I believe they're going to live forever. That's the nice thing about the Cathedrals. Maybe I'll be listening to their music in heaven. One of the Cathedrals is already in heaven, Glenn Payne. He died a couple of years ago. They say on the day that he died, he knew he was going to die. He was very ill. He spent the whole day singing gospel songs in bed. I bet that was one glorious time. His last day singing old gospel songs. This is an old one. You know, it has a little bit of a rhythm to it. Now, I may get faulted for having a song with some rhythm to it. But I used to like this song when I was just a little kid. I think, I can't even remember who sang it. It seems like it was Tennessee Ernie Ford. But I'm probably wrong. Or was it a guy named Hamlin? Hey, I know I'm going to get corrected out there. I like to get corrected. Let me know who sang this song and made a giant hit out of it, if you could. It's called This Old House. And then we'll have today's message from Pastor Tex Mars.
This old house once to my children, this old house once to my wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter, this old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in the darkness when the night wind walks about. Ain't I gonna leave this house no longer, ain't I gonna leave this house no more. In the rain, and this old house lives in the cold. Off my knees, I'm getting chilly, but I feel no fear of pain. Cause I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane. Ain't they gonna need this house no longer? Ain't they gonna need this house no more? Fireplace and he'd sit there and howl and dream. But my hunting days are over, I ain't gonna hunt for coon no more. Gable hunt on in the chat when the wind blew down the door. I ain't gonna need this house no longer, I ain't gonna need this house no more.
So you can't criticize false teachers. If you do, that's unnecessarily offensive, and that's against the code of ethics of the NRB. That's why I don't mess with these kind of organizations. I don't join anything. I am a member of the Retired Officers Association. That's, you know, retired Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine officers. I've never been to one of their meetings, but I get this nice little magazine, and they have a health plan. Because I'm a retired Air Force officer. That's the only organization I'm a member of. People say, what groups have you joined? None. What denomination are you with? None. Well, who are you affiliated with? God. God's family. I'm part of that. People get confused. You mean you're not a member of the Elks? Or the Masons? Or the Kiwanis? No. Have you ever been a member? No. Do you want to be a member? No. Now, I want to tell you why I do what I do, in addition to the most important fact, which is God called me. I just believe that it's very important to be a barking dog.
That's sort of what we are here. We're a barking dog organization. You know, Washington Irving, the writer who once wrote, quote, "A barking dog is more often useful than a sleeping lion." A barking dog is more useful than a sleeping lion. Think about that. A lot of people with money and great influence, but they're asleep. We don't have money and great influence, but we bark a lot here. Got a letter recently from a man who wrote me, and he sort of raked me over the coals because I had mentioned some names in exposing evil in the world. And he said, we should not speak evil of people. We should love our brothers. And I wrote him back. I said, Dear Joe, I'm not going to give his last name, but first name was Joe. I said, Dear Joe, Jesus said, don't cast your pearls before swine. But you say, what swine? I don't know of any swine. I don't see any swine. I don't hear any swine. Maybe there are no swine. Then I go on to say, God exposed and called many people evil. Do you remember the name Cain? The Bible says that God hated Esau. Have you ever wondered why? Did you know in the Bible, haven't you even read, that Jesus called the Pharisees, who were in authority, sons of the devil, hypocrites, whited sepulchers, that means basically the living dead. Jesus called Herod a very bad name, that old fox. Was Jesus a hater? After all, Joe, that's what you have accused me of being. How about the Apostle Paul? In the Bible, he mentions Demas as backslidden, and Alexander the coppersmith as one who did much evil. Did Paul sin when he did these things? What about Nathan? He personally pointed his finger and named King David, the head of government, as a murderer and adulterer. Was Nathan wrong in doing so, or did he follow God? How about the Apostle Paul? He stood up to and criticized Peter before them all. Was he correct? Peter said so. Peter said God told him Paul was right, and Peter atoned for his wrongs. Are you one to say that Paul was wrong in criticizing Peter? Jeremiah, he defied those in authority. Was he wrong? Elijah stood up to King Ahab and Queen Jezebel and slew their priest. Was Elijah wrong to go up against those in authority? John the Baptist, he publicly labeled his nation's lawful authority, King Herod, as, well, a sex pervert. And the list goes on and on. And then I went on to tell Joe something that he probably pulled out his hair when he read it. And I said, you, Joe, are either ignorant of the scriptures or led by the devil to try to taunt and torment servants of God. Stop compromising and cooperating with evil men. You are the false kind of Christian who would cover up and remain silent as a Hitler massacred millions and a Mao Zedong 100 million. So you can sort of see where I'm aiming at, my friends, but we're just not going to stop these kinds of things. Now I'm going to go over some of the examples of gone berserk. I want you to believe what I'm saying here. Here's an example, for example, Pope John Paul II. This is from Rome Watch International Newsletter, January 2000, Volume 5, Number 1. The Pope is going to canonize the founders of the European Union. Now, canonize means that the Catholic Church formally designates or names certain men or women as saints. They are sure these men have performed miracles of God, that they're saints in heaven. You know, it's pretty presumptuous of any of us to say for sure that anyone's in heaven. Although I will say this, if you know Jesus Christ as Lord and you love and obey him, I believe you will go to heaven. But as far as politicians being canonized as saints, isn't that sort of weird for the Pope to do that? I think the Pope may have gone berserk. Well, already they say that Roman Catholic bishops in Europe have started the canonization process for former German Chancellor Konrad Adenauer, for Frenchman Robert Schuman, who was the one who put the European community together. and the Treaty of Rome came out of that. The Vatican Press Office says that this canonization process is in its early stages. The Pope says that these men founded the European community on Roman Catholic principles. Well, maybe there is a reason then. They founded the European community on Roman Catholic principles. Isn't that interesting? I suppose here in the United States, are we going to wake up and open the newspaper one day and we read President Bill Clinton has asked the Congress to canonize George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, and Thomas Jefferson? We'll have St. Thomas and St. George and St. Alexander, I guess, here in America. After all, they were politicians who founded the United States. And this is sort of a ridiculous thing. I think a little bit of it is sort of nutty, don't you? But it tells where the Pope's, what his agenda really is. Here's something that I think is pretty nutty and berserky. Has to do with Billy Graham. You know, Billy Graham never criticizes anybody. I've gotten a lot of letters from his organization when people ask him why he doesn't criticize the adultery of Bill Clinton, the lies of Bill Clinton, the pro-homosexual activity of Bill Clinton, the pro-abortion activity of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Billy Graham's always comes out and says, my job is simply to preach the gospel. I never criticize anyone. I wasn't called to criticize anyone. You know, he sounds so holy, doesn't he? He never criticizes anybody. Or does he? I just happen to have in my hands from the Baptist Press, January 4, 2000, a report here that Billy Graham has spoken out publicly and bashed the whole Southern Baptist Convention. Here's the man who says, I don't get involved in these controversies. I just preach the gospel. It's not true. Let me read it to you. Here's the news release. It says, Billy Graham says he opposes the Southern Baptist Convention's efforts to reach Jews and Muslims during a planned evangelism campaign in Chicago. These were comments Dr. Graham made on the January 2nd broadcast of Fox News Sunday. Graham was asked whether or not he supported the Southern Baptist Convention's evangelical efforts to witness to Jews and Muslims. Graham answered and said, I do not. I have never targeted Muslims. I have never targeted Jews, said Graham. Graham went on to say, quote, I believe that we should declare the fact that God loves you. God is willing to forgive you. Now, I sort of think that's what the Southern Baptists were going to say, don't you? They wanted to go to Jews and Muslims and say, God loves you. God is willing to forgive you if you but repent and believe on Him as Lord and Savior. But Billy Graham somehow finds fault with that. Of course, the world wants Billy Graham to say, no, I don't believe in targeting Jews and Muslims. And that's what he said. I have never targeted Muslims. I've never targeted Jews. In other words, Billy Graham says he doesn't preach to Muslims and Jews. And you know, I've been thinking about it. He never does have a crusade. Has he ever been to Tel Aviv or Jerusalem with a crusade? No. Has he ever been to Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Iraq, Iran, Turkey? No. I think the man has gone berserk. Seeing Billy Graham, he evidently has spoken out and criticized the Southern Baptist Convention's plan to reach Jews and Muslims. He said he doesn't target them. You know what I think then? Then he's guilty. He has blood on his hands. Jews and Muslims who will not go to heaven, who will burn in hell, because Billy Graham said, I will not target Jews and Muslims. You know, though, this has made the world love Billy Graham. He's always on the world's most admired list. Here from the News and Observer newspaper out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Have a notice here, page 4B. It says, Billy Graham to get award in Charlotte. Native son Billy Graham will receive the first World Citizen Award from the Charlotte World Affairs Council. May 16. The award will honor the evangelist for promoting and fostering international understanding and world peace. You know, my friends, I wonder what God thinks about a man who receives the World Citizen Award. The Bible says Christians are not citizens of this world, but pilgrims passing through. Have also in my hand something that shows how much Billy Graham has gone berserk. It's a new video that's out called Welcome to the Freak Show. Evidently, group that has called itself Jesus Freak. Jesus Freak, F-R-E-A-K. Group called DC Talk. They're a group that's been on the stage at Billy Graham concerts. Jesus Freak. Oh, boy. And this is Billy Graham Crusades. By the way, I was very disheartened to hear about Billy Graham's son, Ned Graham. He was just defrocked by his church. It came out that Ned Graham had an affair, has messed up his marriage. He was defrocked. Ned Graham, to keep going with our little exposing of those who have gone berserk, in addition to committing adultery and being caught and committing adultery, Ned Graham, by the way, has the ministry where supposedly they send Bibles and such to Red China. And there was an article in Christianity Today, and actually an advertisement by Ned Graham's group. Now, these people are just taking advantage of their father, the fact that he's a famous evangelist. And so Ned Graham set up this supposed ministry to Red China. I think it was just to keep him gainfully employed. And Franklin Graham, the other son, has set up something called Samaritan's Purse. Several years ago, it was exposed that he was buying fancy Harley-Davidson. Franklin Graham was buying fancy Harley-Davidson motorcycles. And then he was using private charter jets and charging it to his ministry and flying his Harley-Davidson to bikers meetings around the nation. When he was caught doing this, people from his own ministry complained that he was blowing the ministry's money buying fancy motorcycles and jet-setting around the country with them. His explanation was, well, he goes there to witness to the bikers. So I guess that's what we need to do, issue every Christian in America a Harley-Davidson motorcycle and tell them to go out and witness to bikers. But they'll need their Harley-Davidson motorcycle, and, of course, they'll need to have it transported around in a private corporate jet, just like Franklin Graham did. Franklin Graham, of course, has taken over the ministry of Billy Graham. They've already introduced him, along with Billy Graham's daughter. Yes, his daughter is also preaching, even though the Bible says that the pulpit is not for women. His own daughter, Billy Graham's daughter, is preaching as well. So they're all gainfully employed from the ministry. Ned Graham had this advertisement in Christianity Today that when I saw, I wept. I did, I wept. The advertisement assured people that if they sent money to Ned Graham's organization, they didn't have to worry about the Bibles that were bought and such being confiscated by the Red Chinese government. They said, we cooperate fully with the Chinese government in Beijing. Your Bibles will not be confiscated. We do not cooperate with home churches. But we do cooperate fully with the government. Now, let me explain that. There is a communist, atheist, murderous government in China. A government that hates Christian believers. And there are unregistered so-called home churches where Christians gather. And they are being thrown in prison because they will not agree to register their churches with the atheist, communist government. They know it will mean the end of freedom, and they cannot preach the truth of the gospel. But they will be communist fronts and organs of the communist government, and they refuse to go along with communism. And these house churches and true Christians are hated by the government. And Ned Graham says, don't worry, we'll have nothing to do with these home churches because we cooperate with the Chinese government. communist government. You know, Billy Graham went to Red China and visited, and he was quoted in the press as telling the Chinese that he believed in the sayings of Mao Zedong. Billy Graham said, "I've read the writings of Mao Zedong, and I really can't see any difference than what Mao Zedong and what Jesus taught." Now, Mao Zedong butchered at least 50 million men, women, and children when he took over and brought communism to China. And then he promptly invaded North Korea, and 50,000 American soldiers were slain by the Red Chinese Communist Army. And Billy Graham says that he really doesn't see much difference in what Mao Zedong taught and what Jesus taught. Billy Graham stated at Parade Magazine right before the last election that he was a Democrat. Now, since the Democrats are pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, he was signaling to the whole world just 1 week before the election, "I'm going to vote for Bill Clinton. I'm a liberal Democrat." That was in Parade Magazine. Berserk, yes. I think Billy Graham has been driven crazy by sin, and he doesn't know the truth.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.